Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank you again for your word and your promise to us, that you are faithful to your people. We pray, dear Father, that you would continue to keep our eyes pointed to your cross, to your grave, to your glorious resurrection for our hope. Bless us now in the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I had something happen. It's happened a number of times. It happened again now with our new vicar. We were having a conversation about what it means to serve in the position of pastor and what's the most important thing to do. And I gave Vicar the answer that I've given to many as we've had that conversation. The job of the pastor is to be faithful. Faithful to God's word. Faithful to the hope and promise that he's given to us. If you can do that, if we can remain faithful to what God has given to us, the rest of it will work itself out. But if we lose track, if we don't stay faithful, then we'll be on a course that will not lead to salvation. The gospel reading for today is about John the Baptist. And even though John didn't have a congregation, per se, and John didn't have a church building that he worshiped in, John was a great pastor because John was faithful to the promises of God's word. John was faithful to the people that he preached to because he preached to them the law of God, that they would see their sin and the gospel of God, that they would see the great hope that we have, that we are forgiven through Jesus Christ and all that he's given to us. You can see it in the gospel reading today. John really knows who he is, and he knows what he is to do. John is clear. He isn't led by his own pride to be puffed up and to think of himself more highly than he ought. John is not pulled into all of the different arguments that might detract him away from preaching Christ crucified. John continues to do one thing really well. He's faithful, and he points people to Jesus in everything that he does. John did what every faithful Old Testament prophet did. They pointed to the hope and promise of a coming Savior. John did the same things that all of the faithful New Testament apostles and disciples did, pointed them to the hope and promise we have in Jesus. John did what every faithful pastor and church does today. They keep their eyes, their hope, their promise, their forgiveness pointed on Jesus and the gifts that he gives to us. Before John's detractors could lead him away, lead him down this rabbit hole of trying to figure out where John fit in and what he was doing, John was clear with them, with the Pharisees right up front. They came trying to figure out who he was and what his position was, and John stopped them and said, "I am not the Christ." He knew that clearly, and he made sure that they knew it as well. When they thought that John might be Elijah from the Old Testament, John said, "I am not Elijah." When they thought John was the prophet that was spoken about in the Old Testament reading that we read today, John said, "I am not the prophet." John knew who he was. He knew his job, and he knew hope and promise. And everything that he did pointed people to Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. John was clear about who he was and what he came to do. And that great fiery preacher, he came and he preached in a way that set people back. John would preach before the Pharisees, the ruling religious parties, and he would call them a brood of vipers because their eyes were not on salvation through Christ alone. John would preach to the kings and all of those around him, even Herod, and he would preach to Herod, "Repent, you can't sleep with your brother Philip's wife." And we know where that ended, John, in prison, and shortly after that, beheaded. John would continue to preach even to all of the people that gathered to him, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Your hope, your salvation is coming in Jesus." John knew very clearly who he was. He knew very clearly his message. And he preached that boldly in a world that did not want to listen. He preached and he taught and he always pointed to Jesus. That the Messiah, the promise of the Old Testament now, had flesh and blood and was living and preaching and preparing to be our Savior. John preached repentance so that we would see our Savior. That we would see that all of the forgiveness that we need comes only from Christ. Only from his cross. Only from this promise of a Savior all the way from Genesis to today. He knew even more clearly who Jesus was, because John was never taking his eyes off or taking your eyes off of the Christ. He was pointing you to see your sin, that you would repent and see the hope and the promise that we have in our Savior, Jesus. John, he was a great preacher, and he was a preacher without fear. He didn't let the world around him influence him. He didn't let the things that might be popular influence him. He preached a message of hope and salvation that was directed to Christ alone. The Pharisees, the nobility, the common people that all came to be baptized all heard the same thing. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's the same message faithful pastors and preachers preach today. Repent. Live in the hope and the promise that your Savior has for you, a hope that comes through Jesus' death and resurrection alone. John preached fearlessly. He didn't do it to humiliate people. He didn't do it to discredit them, but he did it so that they would see Jesus for their salvation. There isn't any other hope of salvation than through the cross of Christ. John was a faithful pastor, doing what faithful pastors do, pointing all of God's people to Jesus. There you go. When pastors, when churches, when we lose our way, when we lose our baptismal identity, when we lose our focus on Christ alone, then bad things happen. We end up in places that won't lead to our salvation, to our hope, and to the promises that Christ alone gives to us. When not offending someone becomes more important than pointing out the sin that they're struggling with, the world clearly wins, and we become nothing more. The church, the pastor, becomes nothing more than politically correct cowards and unfaithful stewards of God's word. When keeping butts in the pew becomes more important than faithfully preaching the message of Christ, then we have slipped away into survival mode. And that has become our idol. And our hope is not in Christ. When we're more concerned about keeping the institution of the church and the club that it has become, when we are more concerned about that than we are about loving our neighbor, and about telling our neighbor the hope we have in Jesus, then we have slipped from faithfulness into complacency. That wasn't John the Baptizer. John was clear in all that he did. He was a voice crying out in the wilderness, "Repent, trust Jesus. Give up all of those things that will kill you, and let the Son of God be your Savior and Messiah, take away your sins, and give you a peace and a hope that the world will never be able to find." Dear saints, as your pastor, the pastor's role is clearly defined. I am not to be your therapist. I'm not meant to be your life coach. I'm your pastor. Now, all of those other things, when people come in and need advice and people come in and need guidance, I am happy to help you initially with that and to point you to someone who has that great expertise. But as your pastor, I'm to point you to Jesus, to help you deal with the sin in your life and to see that sin clearly and then repent and live in the hope and the promise of Jesus, the forgiveness that he alone gives to you. You see, we have to keep the roles straight, just like John did. The pastor is to help you see your sin. And then more importantly, to see the hope and the forgiveness that comes to us only through Jesus Christ. And not only is the pastor to be the one that points you to Jesus, but everything the church does, how the church is built, points us to Jesus. There's a new phenomenon that Scott and I were talking about the other day. With the advent of the new cameras and the live stream, there is a camera up there in the corner that's fairly high, and we were both looking at that the other day, and we were amazed how clearly this cross in the carpet shines through when you look at that view. This cross put in the carpet right here teaches us, points us to Jesus. This cross, as it's laid out in the red carpet squares, has its termination in the chancel. It's as though the blood of Christ flows from his cross down through his word preached to us, through the sacraments given to us, through his cross given to you. The church teaches in everything that it does. We gather here morning after morning around this semicircle communion rail, receiving the very body and blood of our Savior that was born, died, and rose again for our forgiveness. And as we gather, this circle continues in eternity. And angels and archangels and all the company of heaven that has gone before us gathers with us faithfully to receive Jesus and to praise him for the gifts that he gives to us. The baptismal font sits right in the middle of the cross, reminding us that God loves you. And he loves you so much that while you were still his enemy, he called you from death into life by pouring out faith into you with simple water and his promise, his word placed upon you. And in that act connected you to Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. All of the things that we see in the church are specifically put in place to point you, to point us to the hope and the promise that we have. You see, the pastor preaches faithfully God's word to you so that we will repent, and that is uncomfortable, but not as uncomfortable as hell and damnation. The pastor preaches so that you might see and hope and know that your salvation is born into our world. Your salvation is preached to you, the truth of God. Your salvation has died on the cross for you, risen for you, lives today, and because he lives, you will also. Faithful pastor and faithful churches always point to, let's try again, faithful pastors and faithful congregations always point to Jesus for our hope. Jesus for our forgiveness. Jesus for all of the things that we worry and fear about in this world. Our Savior comes to be your Prince of Peace, to be your mighty counselor, to be your hope and your promise and your Savior. John was a great pastor, but he was in a line of great and faithful prophets and apostles and disciples and pastors and churches that all do the same thing. They point us to our hope. They point us to
Jesus.
Amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.